The Clinical Perspective. In a Center for Addiction and Behavioral Change seminar titled Addiction Medical Education at Duke, Dr. Roy Stein, Associate Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science and psychiatrist at the Durham VA Medical Center, discussed the lack of emphasis on addiction in medical school curricula and the limited nature of opportunities to engage with addiction in a clinical setting for rotating medical students. Brett McCarty is a PhD candidate in theology and ethics at the Duke Divinity School. His work focuses on bioethics and is particularly interested in assessing moral formation in a hospital setting. Brett McCarty says, "One's actions are the result of years of shaping by particular institutions, training, and practices. The traditional approach to bioethics focuses on rules or principles for actions without attending to the contexts and formations that are shaping those who are acting. In my work, I try to understand how to look at those structures as they engender and enable certain modes of acting and ways of perceiving and talking about what's going on." Approaches to addiction treatment and care in clinical settings tend to be extremely varied and often inconsistent. The hierarchical nature of the patient-provider relationship implies that the patient will be inclined to accept the provider's perspective on addiction as a fact. Jan Dillard, licensed clinical social worker at the Duke Outpatient Clinic, says, "Some providers view substance use as bad behavior. They do a lot of finger wagging. Then there are others who really understand the nature of addiction, understand that relapse is expected. In general, patients seem to be more comfortable discussing addiction with social workers than with psychiatrists, because as social workers, we're more focused on empowering the patient, on getting them to a place where they can help themselves. We do not have the responsibility of being the fixer, as a psychiatrist might." Yet, social workers typically cannot input mental health or substance abuse diagnoses into a patient's problem list, a resource that providers use to identify what is going on with the patient at a glance. Thus, if the patient is not comfortable in sharing their concerns with a psychiatrist, substance abuse and addiction will often be overlooked and will not be incorporated into long-term care plans. So, what shapes diagnostic approaches in the medical community?